And next on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have Roger Batten, who's been with us before, talking about his sessions on MyPath Bibliotherapy. Tell us what's going on, Roger.
Okay, MyPath is just wrapping up tonight. Our first online Zoom workshop, and it's based on the first layer of story. And that workshop wraps up tonight, and then coming up on Friday, July 17th at 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time, we have our very first Zoom storytelling show. And the 10 participants of the workshop will be going on live on Zoom to tell their story about their first layer experience.
Can you talk about what that first layer means?
Yeah, the first layer comes from the philosophy on which MyPath Bibliotherapy is founded. And the five layers are, the first layer is the world that we're born into. And all of us come into the world with the language of the universe in us. And when we're born, then we become a part of the physical world, and we begin to learn the consensual meaning of language and the meaning that the other humans around us give our world. And that's what we explore. It's about the time of birth and what was happening in the world when you're born, what's happening with your caregivers, your family, your parents, whoever they were. That is a chance to go back and dig into the roots of your story. That is the roots of story for all humans. And we don't necessarily give that too much attention or thought, but we start right there. And then we move on into the second layer, and that is the time of life that we have before we reach adolescence. You see, in the first two layers, our stories are given to us. We're not agents in our story. We're not creating our own story. And understanding what was happening and how what story was given to us is incredibly important to understanding how we function in the world today. That inner voice that we're born with after we adapt over to the consensual meaning of language, it becomes our intuition or our inner voice, or some people may say gut feeling, but it's always with us. And as we grow into puberty, we become more and more agents in our own story creation. Our last workshop that we did March live live storytelling show was that we talked about the Spirits in the Night song of Bruce Springsteen. It was the first time that kids go out in the world and they try on some adult things. And that's the transition into the third layer. And the third layer is where we're out becoming agents of our story. The fourth layer is where we begin to mature and begin to tell our story to the world. When we have children, we inform our children and we teach other people about their lives. So then the fifth story is a story that we wake up. The fifth layer is a story that we wake up with every day. And that's all based on the four preceding stories. So we're planning to go through the workshops layer by layer, and people can sign up on the website, mypath.center, and you can become a certified storyteller. When you pass through all five layers, you become a certified MyPath Pathfinder storyteller.
Can you tell them the dates of the next two workshops? Because you're going to run you're going to run the first layer again?
Right. On Monday, July 20th, we're kicking off the second layer at 7 p.m. And on Thursday, July 23rd at 7 p.m., we're kicking off another round of the first layer. for people who want to get started. We're going to run the first layer continuously. And so
it's 7, though, Eastern Standard, right? It's 6 p.m. Central Standard.
That's right. And okay. We do have people chiming in from places like Texas and Georgia and Kansas now, too. So, you know, it's been exciting transitioning them to the virtual world, but we're having a very good response and looking forward to having more and more people process through their 5 layers of story.
We appreciate you being promoting this wonderful storytelling event, and you can contact us. We'll have information on us. So Roger Batten from mypath.center, you can find out information about his upcoming things and whatever going on. Thank you for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you, Esther, both for allowing me to participate in this today.